I'll tell you who had a fun weekend last weekend. Mark Cassie. He had a fun weekend. He got his third Breeders' Cup winner. Well, the other two trainers we're going to have on this morning, they won their first Breeders' Cup race last Saturday. This is old hat for Mark Cassie. He's won two of these already. His third one last Saturday. Mark, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning.
Hey, good morning. And who's counting? But it was four.
It's four. Oh, did I miss one? Who did I miss?
Well, we had Catch a Glimpse and Tappan at Keeneland. Then we had
I missed Classic Empire.
But
I'm sorry. That's three in a row. That's a bad job by me. I got my Breeders' Cup hangover, man. You got to excuse me.
Okay. Did you have a hangover, Mark?
No, I don't. That's one thing I'll never have. I may have some hangovers from losers. But, yeah. Luckily, I don't drink. So, because there would be plenty of times I would indulge.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what. I don't know about a hangover, but since you cut this horse back to a mile, man, there's no hanging world approval. He loves this mile distance, doesn't he?
He does, and you know he's gotten so much confidence now as well. And it's just made a big difference in him. I mean, he's gotten bigger and stronger. I just visited him. He's back at home at Live Oak, and he's ready to go again.
Well, isn't that the beauty of the geldings? You know, we talked to John Kimmel earlier, and Bar of Gold, of course, the biggest upset of the weekend. She's a 5-year-old mare, so she's getting ready maybe even tomorrow to ship out to go join the Broman's Ruben Bear. This is nice now. You just go put world approval away for a month or two, mm-hmm. and then you just bring them back next year as a 6-year-old gelding and get to do it all again.
Well, it is nice for that reason, and he's become, you know, he's getting a bit of a fan club. That's, you know, unfortunately, and of course, economics always drives everything, but often. And so our stars don't get to stay around as long as we'd like. And so it's nice. Hopefully, I don't want to say I hope he comes back bigger and stronger next year, but as good, I'd be happy.
Yeah, well, he does have a fan club, and he's such a dandy-looking horse. I mean, you can't help but fall in love with him. But that race the other day against such a tough field, and he absolutely annihilated him. He's got that it factor, and he's kind of getting into the Wise Dan category a little bit. Don't you think?
Well, I think, you know, what makes him so good is, and it was what made Tappan so good, and he can adapt to the pace. So if they don't want to run fast, he can be on the lead. If they want to set some pace, that's fine too. And it helps, especially, we all know with turf racing, it's the trip. And he allows himself to, because of his ability to be maneuvered around, he makes his trip most of the time. And that's what Tappan used to do.
Yeah, if they're forwardly placed in these turf races, they don't have to mm-hmm. worry about, you know, like you said, he is, I mean, a great example. He's off the pace in the Breeders' Cup mile after essentially going gate to wire up at Woodbine.
But and then the other thing that makes him strong is you can push the gas and then hit the brake and he calms down. So those are the things that make him, you know, so great.
And it's so hard, Mark, and you know, you talked about the how the money dictates things sometimes, and you know, overall, I think that these horses are probably a little more coddled. It's nice to see a throwback like him. He ran 8 times last year, runs 6 times this year, and he has these wins now, and not just wins, but grade one prolific wins going from a mile all the way up to a mile and 3/8. I don't think he ever got to the mile. I don't think he ever got a big win at a mile and a half. But that United Nations, it's still on his. You know, it's remarkable to see a horse have a mile and 3/8 Grade One win on his card, and then three consecutive Grade Ones at a mile. You don't see that, right? You don't see that anymore.
No, I agree. Unfortunately, I think maybe. Maybe the United Nations fooled us a little bit, and it took us a little while to figure it out. But you know, we got it figured out, and he's doing well now. And you know what? I mean, what can I say from this success for Mrs. Weber and Live Oak, who you know she's been in the game as long as anybody, and is a true lover of the game. And then for her mare, you know, this was special. But what made even more special is him being a homebred, and he's out of a mare that may be one of the greatest mares of all time. If you ever looked at her record, World Approval is her fourth Grade One winner, her second Breeders' Cup winner, fourth millionaire, and all by different sires. So just an unbelievable mare. And that mare actually goes back. She's got all Live Oak family. She's with approval, you know. So it's it was special in so many ways. And as I talked about after the race, very special for me because my dad and Mrs. Weber were very close.
And, of course, I'm sure it's even more special. Breeders' Cup week, your right-hand man, your assistant, and of course, more importantly, your son Norman announced that he's going to be going out on his own in the springtime. So, pretty much the last time you guys are going to team up for a Breeders' Cup win. In fact, now he may be on the other side of the paddock waiting to gun you down.
Well, we're excited about that. You know, it's now, to be honest with you. You know, we talked about it for a long time, and then we announced it right before the Breeders' Cup. But we had so much going on with the Breeders' Cup that him and I really didn't get to talk as much about it as we'd like. And since now the Breeders' Cup, him and I have been able to talk a little bit more about the planning and how things are going. And he's excited. I think he's excited and nervous. And I'm excited for him. And, you know, it's going to be a big change, without a doubt, given the horse Norman, it can do as good as anybody out there. So I know that. I have complete faith in him. And as you say, there's nothing that would bring me more joy than to be in at Churchill Downs in the first Saturday in May, looking over at him with a Derby contender against each other or the Breeders' Cup. So, and I have no doubt that's what's going to end up happening. So, I'm excited. I'm excited for him. You know, I did the same thing. My father wasn't as, he trained a few horses. He didn't have the numbers that I had. And, you know, I went out on my own. So, it's just natural.
I think it's remarkable how you've given Norman so much responsibility. I remember when Mike Penner and I were at the Penn Mile last year, mm-hmm. when you beat the boys with Catch a Glimpse. Norman was taking Catch a Glimpse up to Penn and then jumping mm-hmm. on a plane to go mend the
daycare. He earned it. You know what? He earned it. Yeah. He earned it. He started 10 or 12 years ago, and he's been driven, and he's earned that. And like I said, I'm excited to see the next chapter in his life. I've been so fortunate in so many ways that I just hope, you know, I just hope for the best for him that he can do it. It's one thing to do it yourself, but there's nothing that makes you more proud than to see your children do it.
Well, it's become kind of a dynasty now. I mean, it's the American version of the O'Briens, mm-hmm. you know, which is really cool. I mean, your father and you and Norman and, you know, maybe Norman's kid down the line going to be a trainer. It's the family business. It's a great story, and Norman's a classy guy, and he's going to have a tremendous career.
Well, there's no doubt he will, and we're just this is, like I said, this is something we've known is going to happen. He's been preparing for it. We've been preparing for it. I say we, Team Cassie. So, like you said, now we'll be running against each other and trying to beat each other.
Well, he's got his work cut. I know he's a good horseman, but he's got his work cut out for him, my friend. Keep sending world approval over there. He's going to have his work cut out for him.
He's not getting world approval. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
the mystery, the you took all the mystery out of the world approval statement.
Yeah. I love him, but he's not getting world approval.
Very cool.
Mark, thanks for some time this morning. We'll let you get back. Great job again with world approval. Count them four Breeders' Cup wins for Mark Cassie. Catch a Glimpse, Teppan, Classic Empire, and now the Mile with world approval. 3 years in a row, Mark Cassie has had his picture taken at the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Mark, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.